You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Richard Claff Jr. starts a Facebook live stream as he walks into an Indiana grocery store. Why? He tells viewers he's going to shoot 11 people, pulls out a black and gold handgun, and narrates as he chooses victims. He ignores an elderly customer, but approaches the bakery counter and shoots at a customer and two employees, then runs out of the store screaming profanities and racial slurs.
Nancy, Claff asks his viewers which person he should shoot. As Claff walks past the elderly man, Claff says, "I ain't gonna kill no old man." As he approaches the bakery counter, Claff says, "I'm going out with a bang," and repeats, "I see one," before firing at the employees and customer. No one was injured.
Indiana cops arrest Claff 20 in a bank across the street. He's now charged with 3 counts attempted murder and criminal recklessness. Anne-Marie Luna, staying in a Florida transitional housing facility, gets in an argument with another resident at breakfast. Luna, 37, grabs a cinnamon roll and throws it at the 49-year-old man with whom she's arguing, hitting him in the back of the head. Cops are called. Luna's charged with battery. While a judge orders Luna to stay away from the victim, she is still allowed close contact with frosted pastries. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A man from Alabama has pleaded not guilty to 2 Oklahoma murders. He's accused of being involved in a series of killings in both Oklahoma and his home state. We turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for more.
Our friends with KHBS-TV are reporting that the pleas have been entered on behalf of 50-year-old Stacey Lee Drake during his Monday court appearance. Drake is charged with 2 counts of enhanced murder. According to KHBS, Drake has until August 7th to hire a lawyer to represent him in the Oklahoma case. Should he fail to do so, a public defender will be appointed for him. The courtroom where Drake appeared was packed with victims' friends and relatives. Arkansas State Police say a manhunt that spanned several southern states led to Drake's capture on June 20th in a wooded area near Morrilton, Arkansas. According to Arkansas State Police, Drake stands accused of carjackings and homicides in Oklahoma. Detectives have announced that Drake is also wanted on additional felony warrants for a number of jurisdictions for murder, aggravated robbery, and carjacking. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation has stated that a man and a woman were found dead inside a business near Gans, Oklahoma, near the Arkansas-Oklahoma border. Drake is considered an individual of interest in the case, with both victims sustaining injuries that suggest homicide. Meanwhile, the Tuscaloosa County Sheriff's Office says that Drake is accused of killing Russell Andrews on May 14th in Alabama. According to the Tuscaloosa Violent Crimes Unit's Captain Jack Kennedy, Drake is wanted on a murder charge in his state. Various news sources are reporting that 62-year-old Andrews was found dead inside the Alcoholics Anonymous building last month. Tuscaloosa officials say Andrews' vehicle was stolen at the time of his murder and several hours later was seen on surveillance footage as the suspect drove along an interstate close to the Arkansas-Oklahoma border.
If convicted, Stacey could face the death penalty, life in prison, or life in prison without parole. Lawyers for Alec Baldwin are trying to avoid a trial connected with their client's involuntary manslaughter charges faced in the shooting death of a cinematographer during a rehearsal for the Western film Rust. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Baldwin's defense attorneys contend in a motion aimed at dismissing the charge that the gun in the firing was severely damaged by FBI forensic testing before it could be analyzed for possible modifications to the weapon that could absolve the actor of any responsibility. According to Baldwin's lawyers, as part of forensic analysis, detectives destroyed the firearm, an item the defense claims was the most important evidence in the case, by hitting it with a mallet. It was during a movie set rehearsal on October 21, 2021, that the gun discharged as Baldwin was aiming it at Helena Hutchins, killing the cinematographer and injuring director Joel Souza. Baldwin has stated that he pulled back the firearm's hammer, but did not pull the trigger. The prosecution intends to introduce evidence at trial that they say shows the gun, quote, could not have fired absent a pull of the trigger and was operating normally before the shooting.
New Mexico Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer is scheduled to hear arguments on Monday with Baldwin's trial scheduled to begin in July.
Thanks, John. Joshua Amos, a 30-year-old father of 2, goes out with friends to celebrate a new job at Precoat Metals, Granite City, Illinois. They head to Scarlett's Cabaret in Washington Park, staying till the early morning hours. Just before 5 a.m., he leaves the bar alone, walks to the Metrolink station, and asks help getting home to Granite City. A bus driver says Josh seems cold and disoriented, helps him buy a pass for the correct bus, but he doesn't get on. He's last seen 7:28 a.m. alone in the parking lot of a trucking company. Canine searches of the area turn up nothing. Joshua Amos, 5'11", 190 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, wearing blue jeans, a gray long-sleeve shirt, and black Adidas. He's got tattoos of his daughter's names, Bella and Mia, on his chest. He's got a Chinese symbol on his right arm. If you have info on Joshua Amos missing nearly a year, call Washington Park, Illinois PD, 618-874-0115. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.